maybe a bit more about your background and how you got into the industry.
So I have scientific background. I have PhD in environmental microbiology and chemistry. Always was exposed to research, benchmark research, core scientific research. In the last year of my PhD thesis, I was exposed to clinical research, clinical testing. This was part of my program. And I think that this is a moment when I fell in love in this life cycle of research, because eventually this is where you can see how science is translated to medicine and how you can be helpful to people. So since then, I realized that this is an area of research that I want to be involved and I want to be developed professionally and invested professionally. So I started with really clinical research coordinator role, just to understand the interaction with the patients, to understand how core research is done and conducted, and what is the real regulation globally and locally. After that, I work with medical device company where we developed great product for urine incontinent patient. And then I started to work as VP of Clinical Operations at Excel, as I mentioned, 1 month prior to pandemic, and was promoted to CEO in January of 2021.
How long did that whole process take you, out of interest?
Did clinical research since 2014. Particularly in Excel, it took me less than 1 year to be promoted from VP of Clinical Operations to CEO of the company.